You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Tales from the Other Side with Chris Clardy.
Chris Clardy.
Live from Terrell and Lenormand by Chris.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Tales from the Other Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining me for Tales from the Other Side. I'm Chris Clardy. And tonight, I thought I would talk about questions that I get asked as an animal communicator. Something that does get asked of me a lot is it better to be in person with a pet, or is it just as effective to do something online, such as a Zoom reading? For pets that have crossed over, it doesn't matter either way. I still get the same information. I'm tapping into the spirit of that pet, and there's not really much of an energy difference whether it's in person or not. Live animals, it can be better or it can be worse. So if the pet has a lot of anxiety, doesn't like to travel if they're coming to me or are in a strange location, it can actually be a little bit more difficult to read them. If they are a good citizen, they've traveled a lot, they have a lot of socialization, it works out really well. So as far as live pets go, that really depends on the pets. I've had animals that do really, really well sitting with their parents at home via Zoom. So hopefully that answered some of your questions if you had the same. And we have a caller coming in from Osha from Lexington, Kentucky, one of my favorite places. What can I help you with tonight, Osha?
Yeah, back in January, I lost my cat, Charlie. He was a gray Russian blue. And I was really sick. And then he got sick and then he passed. So is there any messages or anything that I need to know or understand?
Let's see. So Charlie, let me kind of feel into his energy a little bit here real quick. So Charlie feels like he was a very, he was royal. I mean, he's got this energy about him that he was, very, how do I want to put this? His personality was very regal. He was very, upstanding. He had this sweet nature to him, but you looked at him and he just had this big presence of him being somebody very, very important. So I'm feeling like he was supporting you a lot through your illness. Even though he was starting to decline a little bit, I'm feeling something going on in his system that started impacting him being able to break things down, break proteins down in his body. I'm feeling like usually this is an indication of some sort of like kidney failure, organ failure, something going on to that effect. And I feel like this was something that it was going to be very difficult to remedy, because I'm feeling like he felt well, and then all of a sudden, it's like almost like that sense of he got into something, but I don't think he did. Like, this feels like it came on kind of rapidly. And he wants you to know that he loves you and he appreciates you and everything that you did for him. And he was very sorry that he didn't feel better to uphold you and bring your spirits up while you were not feeling well. Animals, that is a big part of why we connect with them, is for them to give us that comfort and companionship when we are not ourselves. And whether that is if it's an illness, or if we're going through a bout of depression, or we are in a particular situation in our life where we're more alone than we normally would be. They really tune into that type of energy, and they really, really try to make us feel as best as we can and share that unconditional love with us. And he wants you to know that he feels wonderful now. He is bright and vibrant. Was he getting a little older?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm feeling he was active, and then I'm feeling a slowdown, but I'm feeling it's almost like this light switch went off. Like, he started becoming old all of a sudden. It's like this magic number hit, and he started turning into an elderly cat and started having some health issues going on with him. I feel like he's definitely still coming around you. And I feel like you have had a sensation of him brushing up against your leg, and you look down to, because you thought you had bumped into something, and that was him rubbing on your leg. And I also feel like he has put his paws up on your leg and stretched, and you felt like the pressure on you. And you may have discarded it because you didn't quite know what it was. And he does, like, I'm seeing like this couch, and I'm not sure if it's a full size couch or a love seat that he used to sit on. And I'm seeing like this soft blanket that's laying on the back of it. And he still likes to go and lay in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
He's such a sweet, sweet boy.
Very sweet.
I feel like you two went through a lot together, and he supported you and was your constant companion through a lot of things that you went through in your life. And one particular event that was very stressful for you that happened, this is before your illness. This feels like some instability. I don't know if this was a relationship or some heavy stress that was going on in your life. And he was really there for you for that. And I do feel like it's going to be several more months. I feel like this is going to be after winter, that you're going to get kind of a pull to get another cat. And he's going to draw you to this other cat. He's going to, and this isn't something you're going to be consciously thinking about. You're just going to, out of the blue one day go, oh, I need to look for this breeder, or I need to stop at a shelter. So, you're drawn into this new little kitty coming in. And I feel like the personality is going to be vastly different. And this time I feel like this is a younger one that's going to be kind of keep you on your toes. They're not going to be challenging, but they're going to keep you keep you on your toes. And it's the personality is going to be a lot different. And he's definitely going to come around you a lot over the holidays. He's going to, because I don't feel like you have felt him in the last couple of weeks. Like the sense of him being around has faded a little bit, and he is going to come back around more. And I feel like you have not had any dreams about him yet. And that'll also start happening as well. What you need to do is when you're getting ready to go to bed and you're kind of just trying to relax and clear your mind, let him know that you are ready for a visit from him, that you are feeling strong enough and you're not as heavy in grief to have him visit. Because a lot of times they stay away from us when we're really grieving because they don't want us to upset us more. It's great while we're having that dream, but then we wake up and we're absolutely devastated because it's a reminder that they're still gone. And once we get to that point where we're going to be happy about having that dream and having that contact, they tend to come into our dreams and visit us a little bit more frequently. And I feel like there's also little signs that he shows you around your house, that he's there with you. And I usually get this with people when I'm doing mediumship readings with people that have crossed over, of them moving things, moving keys, moving small objects around the house. And I feel like he's doing that, especially with your keys. They like to get our attention that way. I feel like when he was younger, there was this small toy that he had that he would carry around with him. And if you get something like that again, I think you'll find it getting moved. Just keep in mind that he is there with you and that he's supporting you and he loves you. And he's going to make his way back into your life again. I hope this has helped you. These guys, these animals put such a big imprint on us. And it is so hard to get past the loss of them sometimes. They're so incredibly important, and they bring us so much joy and so much light that it's so difficult to heal from these. But just keep in mind that they are with us and we do heal. So if you would like to contact me, you can reach out to me at mediumchrisclardy@gmail.com or at my website, tarotandlenormandforchris.com. And I have enjoyed chatting with you all this evening, and have a absolutely wonderful rest of the week and weekend. If you're in the Northeast, just try to stay warm. It's going to be a little chilly. It's that time of year to start bundling up and work our way through the snow. Yes, I said the S word. It's terrible.